Christmas, the season of goodwill when people forget the past and enjoy the present. And nowhere is this spirit more apparent than in the Bartlett's household, that friendly home where three people are preparing to depart on a journey to spend Christmas with the old folk.
I'm not going.
Don't start that all over again, Gerald. We haven't spent a Christmas with my parents for 4 years.
You are aware that your parents live just over 1,000,000 miles away.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's only Yorkshire. They've invited us up there for the last 3 years, and you always find some excuse for not going.
Yes, and the first year they get tired of asking, your precious brother suggests we drop in and surprise them. When we start woofing their chicken and tinner summer, they'll be surprised, all right. I'm not going.
Don't be so unreasonable.
Unreasonable? It's not me that's being unreasonable. All I'm told is some vague nonsense about visiting your parents, and the next thing I know, you and your wretched brother have made arrangements to go to Shipley. On Christmas Eve. Shipley! If we've got to go away for Christmas, why on earth go to Shipley?
Because my parents happen to live in Shipley. And so it would be rather pointless to visit them in Woking.
Well, they should live in Woking. There's nothing wrong with Woking. A lot of people who live there like it. Anyway, why wasn't I asked?
Oliver mentioned it to you some time ago.
He did not.
I was there.
You were not? Well, if you were there, I mean, he never mentioned it. But what if he did? I mean, he only mentioned it, didn't he? I never said I'd go, and I haven't changed my mind.
A pity you could do with a new one. You might be less stubborn. Think of all the trouble Oliver's been to arranging everything.
Think of all the trouble Oliver causes arranging everything. If he wants to go to Yorkshire, that's fine by me. I'll warn the police to clear the traffic, but don't expect me to go.
Well, if you're going to spend Christmas at home, you'd better pop out straight away and buy yourself something for Christmas dinner. Because I'm taking the turkey to Shipley.
You're taking the what to Shipley?
The turkey.
Turkey? What turkey? You haven't bought a turkey?
Well, it's too small for a vulture.
Oh. Oh,
dear. Whatever's the matter?
I bought a goose. We agreed that I should buy a goose.
Gerald, we agreed nothing of the sort. You suggested that we might.
Suggested? We agreed.
Now, there's no need to shout.
I am not shouting. I'm merely trying to establish... I suppose you bought a Christmas pudding, too.
No.
That's just as well, because...
I made one.
You made one? Why didn't you tell me you were going to make one? Mince pies. Have you made any mince pies?
No.
Why not? I'm good, good.
But I bought some.
Oh,
well, anyway, it's just as well that we're taking plenty to eat if they're not expecting us.
But how do you know that they'll be at home?
Of course they'll be at home. They haven't gone away for Christmas since the year Mother was scared by that zeppelin. Well, I do think it's a bit selfish of you to make such a fuss about going to see them.
I wouldn't mind so much if your horrible brother wasn't coming. If I have to go to Yorkshire with Oliver, I'd better take a week off from the office and double my life insurance.
Don't exaggerate. Oliver's perfect.
Look, he's over 10 minutes late now. He said he'd be here at 10.
Oh, I hope he's not ill.
Well, if he is, let's hope it's nothing trivial. Ah, and that's him now. 11 and a half minutes late. Good heavens. Look at the car.
What's the matter, darling?
He's got a tree with him. A great big hairy tree. In the car. Oh, were we expected to drive up to Shipley with that in the back seat?
I'll let him in.
Oh, all the way to Shipley with a load of stuff like that.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Oliver. Come on in. Gerald's in the lounge.
Right. Hello, Gerald.
You're late.
Sorry, I had to pick up a turkey.
Oh. You picked up a turkey? Oh, Oliver, we did agree that I was going to get the turkey.
Did we? Oh, gosh, so we did. I'm most frightfully sorry. I forgot.
Fathead. You blundering nit. Now we've got two turkeys. What do you think we're going to do with two turkeys?
And a goose.
No.
A goose?
Joyce's little joke, I think.
Gerald bought a goose.
What, as well as a turkey?
Well, we thought it would be a good idea to take a couple of birds up to your parents. I mean, I don't expect they've got much in, you know, up there on their own.
Oliver, did you remember to get a present for Father?
Yes, I've got him a standard lamp.
Oh, he will like that. I bought Mother an electric mixer. You know, one of those with 18 special attachments. It was rather expensive, but you know how much she wants one.
I'm afraid the car's going to be rather full.
Full? I'd like you to explain how we're going to get a Christmas tree, a standard lamp, an electric mixer with 18 special attachments, two turkeys, a goose, two Christmas pudding, three Christmas pudding, and us into your miserable little car.
It is rather a load, isn't it?
You're joking. We need a pantechnicon.
I'll organise it.
Oliver, would you like me to remind you what happened last time you organised a trip for us?
Oh, you mean lunch with the Pennington?
No. I mean high tea with the Pennington.
Oh. Well, the fish and those chips warmed up very nicely.
Chips. What about the last time we went to the theatre together? I give you the tickets. I tell you to meet us at the Duke of York's. And where do you wait for us? At Her Majesty's. 45 minutes later, you arrive.
35?
40. What is the point of going to a whodunit if you don't know what he done?
But it wasn't a whodunit.
Was it?
Oh.
We should be moving off soon. Come on, Gerald. We'd better load the car.
He's going to be a bit crammed, isn't
he? Oh, no. There's only the Christmas tree and the turkey.
And the goose and the standard lamp and the electric mixer with 18 special attachments and 2 suitcases, 3 Christmas puddings.
Oh, well, they'll go in the back and Joyce can sit in the front with me.
Just one moment. And where do I sit?
Oh. Well, we'll have to see if we can find room for you in the back.
And if we can't?
One of the turkeys can drive and we'll all go by train.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
It's not fun to ride like this. Turkeys to the left of me, turkeys to the right of me. And 18 special attachments all over the most uncomfortable places.
Oh, come on. Cheer up, Gerald. We'll be there in another 2 hours.
That's what you said 3 hours ago.
Anyone can take a wrong turning, darling.
I know they can, dear. There's no need to specialize. Oliver's already taken 4. Here, steady on. What's that in front? Oh, crossroads.
Well, it looks like it.
The road forks, too. Oh, there's a signpost. Steady, Oliver. A signpost. Oliver! What the... Oh, stop the car. Stop the car, you idiot.
All right.
Oliver, you did hear me warn you about the signpost, didn't you?
Oh, yes. There was bags of room to pass each side of it.
The signpost had 5 arms on it, each pointing different ways. I wanted you to read it, not dodge it.
Don't get excited. I can easily go back. Hang on, I'll swing the car around. Harry, road's dipping a bit behind us.
There's the car.
I hope we're not going into a ditch.
With me driving. Just lean forward a bit, Joyce.
I wish I could. I'm packed so tight I've got to go where the car goes.
Oh, I've stopped.
Good job, too. The blood was rushing to my head. That's strange. You feel it slightly damp round your feet?
No, I've got my feet up on a suitcase.
I can a little. Are those bottles of wine leaking?
Wine? It's not wine. It's creeping up my legs. It's water, you clown. You bucked into a duck pond.
No. Don't panic. Rescue operations in progress. You'll be out in a jiffy. Just start treading water. There we are, back on dry land again. Everything under control?
Everything except Gerald's temper.
No. Here, let me out of this thing. I'm all... Gerald, listen to me. I sound like a suction pump.
Sorry, Gerald. Are your feet wet?
Wet? No, I've been drying them off in the duck pond. Why didn't you look where you were going?
I couldn't see out of the back. Not with all the luggage piled up and your great head in the way. Why don't you get your hair cut?
That's the Christmas tree you knit. Oh. I'll direct you, Oliver. We don't want anything fancy. Just reverse straight back past the signpost and stop with your headlights on it. No duck ponds or ditches. Just a simple bit of backing, all right?
I'm all yours, Gerald.
That's what I'm afraid of. Ready, Oliver? Right, bring her straight back. Now, straight. Now, I'll walk ahead.
Ahead?
Ahead, behind. Yes. Now, Mercy.
Yes, yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Come on. Right hand down. Yes. Right hand. I said right hand down.
I've got my right hand down.
Oh, sorry, I was giving you my right hand.
But I can't see your right hand. You're behind the Christmas tree.
Look, it's your hand that matters, so it's left hand down. Right?
I thought you said left.
I did, but I said right. I'm ready. Right. Left hand down.
Yes.
I keep coming. Yes. Straight up. Straight up. No, straight up. No. Right hand down.
You're right?
No, you're right. That's my left.
Oh. Are you walking backwards or forwards?
Never mind what I'm doing.
Well, there was only one way it could have ended.
What's wrong? Am I getting too near the signpost?
Too near? First you went up it. Now you're on it.
You knocked it down, Oliver.
And not content with that, you've groveled it into the dust. You've knocked the stuffing out of places we've never even heard of.
Oh, well. We'd better put it up again, haven't we?
How?
Well, we just stick it in the ground and then we point it to...
Where?
Where? We've got five different places to choose from, haven't we?
Well, there are five different roads, if that's what you mean. But how on earth are we going to tell which one is which?
Easy. We just point the arm of the signpost showing where we've just come from down that road. Then all the others are bound to be right.
Oliver, isn't that brainy of Gerald?
Yes. Pity I knocked all the arms off.
Huh? Oh, dear.
There is one other way. We could do some eliminating.
That's something I've been wanting to do all the journey.
I mean, couldn't we wait here in the car? Then as people come out of each road, we could ask them where they've come from.
We don't want to know where other people are coming from. We want to know where we are going.
Now, there must be some place nearby where we can ask our way. I thought I heard some cows mooing.
Well, we can't very well start asking cows where we are.
If there are cows around, then that means there's bound to be a farm nearby, doesn't it?
Yes. Perhaps.
What do you mean, perhaps?
Well, I mean, perhaps the cows could be lost the same as we are.
Look, here's a torch. Now you go and get lost. Try the road to the left and see if you can find a farm, a house, or someone who can tell us where we are. I'll stay here and change my socks and hope someone intelligent turns up.
Don't worry, I'll come back with something. Cheerio.
Poor Oliver.
What about poor Gerald? Look at me, right up to my cows in duck pond juice.
Look, you better get in the car, darling. There's a bottle of whiskey in the travelling bag. I'll pour you a glass while you're taking your socks off.
No. Oh, they're stuck to me. I'll bet that's the first time you've ever heard anyone taking off their socks.
Here, drink this, darling.
Ah, thanks. Well, here's to a trouble-free journey from now on. And to Oliver having a good sense to stay away until we finish the bottle.
Anyone about?
Well, I'm not going much further.
Hello? Anyone about?
What?
Shush.
Oh, shush.
That's right. Now, in here, mate. Through the edge, quick.
Oh, thanks. Hawthorne.
Did you have a job finding me?
Well, these shushes were hard to trace, but once you dragged me through the hedge, it was no trouble at all.
Where'd you leave your car?
Oh. Well, you know that crossroads that had a signpost?
Yeah, that'll do. I hope that one spotted you.
So do I. I knocked its directions in all directions. Now, I wonder if you could give me some information.
Oh, come off it, mate. You ask no questions, I ask no questions. Okay?
Yes. But won't it make conversation rather difficult?
Well, who wants to talk anyway?
Well, I...
You want people to hear you?
Oh, not if you don't. Would you rather I wrote you a note?
No, you can settle up afterwards.
Oh.
You know, you don't look like what you are, mate.
Don't I? Oh, you surprise me. Most people seem to think I'm more like me than anyone else.
We ain't got time to muck about here. Grab this bag.
Oh, thanks. Yes, thanks. Now, I'm trying to get to Doncaster.
Oh, no, not Doncaster, mate. You'll get a much better price down south.
Price?
Oh, there's Harry whistling. Here, take this bag. I've got to get back to him.
But just a minute.
Do you want to get out of here safe?
Oh, yes.
Then take this bag back to the car and get going. Cheerio.
Oh, thanks. Well, what about, thanks. Thanks very much. Merry Christmas.
Have a little of that whiskey for Oliver.
Sorry, but we don't. He's driving. Hello. Someone's coming along the road now.
It's Oliver.
Hello.
Oh. Well, did you find anything, Oliver? Here, what have you got there?
Oh, a sack. The man gave it to me.
What man?
The man in the hedge.
In the hedge?
What's in it?
I didn't like to ask him. But I did wish him a Merry Christmas.
Did you? Yes, and well you might.
Why, what is it, Gerald?
Your dear brother's final party trick. Look, two more turkeys.
Well, I've got you to Shipley all right, haven't I?
Yes, but we'd still been at those crossroads if that Buster Doncaster hadn't gone past.
We're here, that's the main thing.
Except that we're 6 hours adrift. It's now 10 o'clock.
Back at the old family mortgage.
Oh, I am excited. excited, darling. It's good to be here at last. It's wonderful.
It's a miracle. Well, come on now. What are we going to do?
We won't knock. We'll surprise them.
How the deuce can we surprise them if we don't knock? They won't even answer the door.
I thought we might sing.
Sing?
Carols.
You're not getting me to sting for my supper. After 10 hours of your driving, all I want is a bottle of embrocation. Come on, let's get in as quick as we can. Come on.
Oh, no, Gerald, we're going to do it properly. Now, let's unload all the presents on the doorstep first of all.
Oh, right, but they're going to get a shock when they find themselves face to face with more poultry than people. Come on, get this out of the door.
I don't...
No, please.
Glad you got a Christmas tree, Oliver.
Yes, I think the fairies wilted a bit.
Still, pop a few presents and some crackers on the tree to look all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I say, Oliver, what about the Herald Angels?
Huh? Where are they? In the boot?
Still for the opening carol at the door. Couldn't we start with half the Herald Angels sing?
No, that's a hypocrisy. Oliver wouldn't even sound like a Herald Angel.
I bet I sound as much like a Herald Angel as you do.
In that case, we'll have silent night. Completely silent.
There. I think we've unloaded everything, haven't we?
All except the spare wheel. Now, if we stand on tiptoes, they'll be able to see us over the top of everything.
Yeah. Yes, quite a spread, isn't it? I'm beginning definitely, most definitely to get the real Christmas feeling.
Oh, that's wonderful, Gerald.
Right, already, one verse of the carol, and when they open the door, Merry Christmas, and then watch their faces.
Yeah. What are we going to sing?
Good King Wenceslas.
Good King Wenceslas, as it is. Right.
Good King Wenceslas, last looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter gruel.
Good, yes. I bet they're standing right behind that door waiting to open it. I'll ring the bell. Perhaps they're pouring out some whiskey before they answer it. I'll ring again.
They must be pouring doubles.
I'm sure they must have heard us singing.
Everyone else did. The windows are going up all down the road.
Yes. Well, there's nothing wrong with the bell, anyway.
No, don't get impatient, darling.
Impatient? I've travelled 250 miles. I'm soaked in the spirit of peace and goodwill. I've just sung Good King Wenceslas. And now I'm left standing on the doorstep like a right Charlie.
Perhaps they're trying to surprise us.
Then they've succeeded. They haven't even put a light on.
Yeah, but they may be watching a television show and they don't want to miss the finish. And what time's May Gray on?
May Gray? Who's May Gray compared with your own flesh and blood? Merry Christmas. Come on, you lot. Hey! Merry Christmas. Come on. There are turkeys and a goose out here without feathers, all catching their death a cold.
Gerald, please, I'm worried. Father and Mother never sit in the house without a light on. I think they've gone out somewhere visiting. After all, we didn't let them know we were coming, did we?
And whose fault was that? Our little surprise packet here.
Now, Gerald, I can't quarrel with you. Not after we've cemented our Christmas spirit together.
Cemented it?
Oh, yes, old man. You can't share the first verse of Good King Wenceslas with someone without it having some effect on you.
What are you talking about?
I've no idea. I was just playing for time. Look, you wait here. I'll just pop round the side of the house and see if there's any life in the kitchen.
Oh dear, what the devil are you...
Sorry, it's all right. It's only the milk bottles. Don't worry, it'll save the cats a job in the morning.
Excuse me.
Eh?
But are you looking for someone?
Oh, yes, my mother and father.
Oh, yay.
They're my parents, you see.
Oh, yay.
Yes. We rang the bell, but there was no answer.
No, there wouldn't be, would there?
Oh, wouldn't there?
No, there's no one in.
Oh, well, then perhaps that accounts for it, eh?
Oh, yes. Did someone your mother and father, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I thought that's what you say.
Who are you talking to, Oliver?
The lady from next door. She just periscoped over the wall.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. He's just come to spend Christmas with his mother and father.
Oh, yes.
Ah, yes, yes. And this is his sister.
How do you do? How do you do?
She's come to spend Christmas with her mother and father.
Oh, yes.
Yes. My sister and I both have the same mother and father.
Well, fancy.
Yes. Oliver, is this conversation getting anyone anywhere, or is it just my imagination?
Have you come to spend Christmas with your mother and father?
Oh, yes.
No, no. I've come to spend Christmas with their mother and father, I hope.
We rung the bell next door, but we can't get an answer. Our mother and father out?
Oh, yes. And they've gone away for Christmas.
Oh, what? No.
Gone away? Then there's no one at home.
Oh, yes. I mean, oh, no. It's a pity they haven't any children spending Christmas with them, isn't it?
God. Come on, you two. It's no use hanging about. Well, come on, let's get everything packed up again. Come on. You pick that up.
Oh, I'll pick these up.
Oh, suspicious. That's what they are. Herbert? Herbert!
What is it now, Elsie?
Here. Next door. Suspicious characters. Hanging about trying to find out if the people are away.
Oh, don't be daft.
But they are, I tell you. They're cracking on the children of the people next door. Not likely. We've lived here nearly 3 years. I've never set eyes on them before. Come and look, Herbert. Over the wall. Look, see for yourself.
Oh, heck, you and your fancies were.
Look there, see?
Oh!
Look, they're loading things into a car. Whose things, eh? That's what I'd like to know. I think we should inform the police. They're up to no good.
Oh, back over, Perkins.
What a trip this turned out to be. By the time we've finished packing and unpacking this little lot, we'll have handed more Christmas poultry than all the Billingsgate porters put together.
Where shall I put this Christmas pudding, Gerald?
Oh, don't ask silly questions. Stick it under the bonnet on the radiator. We'll eat it warm on the way home.
Oh, no, we won't. I refuse to move another step. I came up here to spend Christmas and I'm not going back home.
Well, you can't stay out in the street all night.
Then you better find me a bed.
Well, that's an idea. Let's all have a bed. There's an empty house here that's full of them. And if we can't use them, who can?
Breaking and entering. Your own parents home, all because you've got nowhere to sleep. What a smashing idea, isn't it? Have you got a jemmy?
Let's go and try the windows. I'll go round the back.
This one's bolted from the inside.
So is this one.
Your father doesn't trust people much, does he? Yeah, what about the bathroom?
Oh, that's an idea. People sometimes leave brushes hanging out of the window.
Yes, there. That's the bedroom window. That doesn't look as if it's locked. Do you think you could manage to climb up that drain pipe? It'd
be a tight squeeze, wouldn't it?
Up the outside. You idiot. Come on, I'll give you a leg up. Come on. Put it up there. Stay on. Steady. Now, go on. Climb!
I can't! My left leg's stuck!
I know it is. You've got it down the inside of my shirt. Now, pull it out. Come on. Thank you.
Okay, it's all right now. Gerald, don't leave me. I can't get down.
You're not supposed to get down. You're trying to get up. Now, keep going. I'll go and get a ladder.
Ladder? Well, if he's getting a ladder, what am I doing up a drain pipe?
Hello, hello, hello. What are you doing up a drain pipe?
Oh, it's got you wondering too, has it? Hello, officer. Merry Christmas.
What do you think you're up to?
The bedroom window sill, I think. I can't be too sure that I keep having dizzy spells.
You wouldn't be trying to break into this house by any chance, would you?
Break in, officer? Whatever gives you that idea?
Perhaps I've got a suspicious nature. Now, come on down.
Now you're asking me something.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you something.
Then I'll tell you something. I can't come down. I'm stuck.
Oh. All right, Oliver, I've got a ladder. Oh, hello, officer. I say, put your foot on the bottom of that, will you?
Thanks, Gerald.
Now, take your time coming down. There's nothing down here to rush down for.
Oh, no.
There we are.
Right. Now, what's the idea?
Well, it's perfectly simple, officer. My wife wants a bed.
What for?
She didn't say, but I've an idea she'd like to sleep in it.
It's a habit she got into years ago.
I see, so you thought you'd help yourself to one, eh?
Yes, that's right. You see, no one's in the house.
Ah, very convenient. Mm-hmm. You any idea why I'm here?
No, are you after a bed as well?
We received a report that suspicious characters were prowling around this house. The woman next door said they were pretending to be children of the owners who were away.
Gerald, Oliver, what's going on here?
Well, this officer, is he? Oh, very funny man. He's a real scream, this one.
He won't believe that your parents and my parents are our parents.
Now, look here, miss.
Mrs. She's my wife.
Oh.
She's up here to spend Christmas with her parents. She didn't let them know because she wanted to surprise them.
That's right. She even brought her own food for the Christmas party. Look for yourself. It's in the car.
Very well. Suppose we do look in the car then, eh?
There we are. What does that prove?
That's what I want to know. 4 turkeys, 1 goose, 3 Christmas puddings. How many parents did you say you got?
Oh, well, we can explain all that, you see.
I hope so. These 2 turkeys. In a stolen mail bag?
Oh, was the mail bag stolen as well?
As well as what?
The turkeys, of course. We knew they were stolen property right away.
Oh, yeah. Oliver got them from the man in the field. I think he was a poacher.
Was he a friend of yours, sir?
Oh, no, he was hiding from the police.
Oh, I see. He wasn't a personal friend. He was just a man you met in the field who gave you stolen turkey.
That's right. I think.
Very interesting.
It was just after I backed the car into a duck pond.
What for?
Oh, no special reason.
It was just a hobby of his, really.
We were in a bit of a hurry, you see. I'd knocked down a signpost at the crossroads, and we wanted to get away before anyone found out.
I can see your point. Where did the rest of this food come from?
We all picked that up separately, without the others knowing.
You've been picking up quite a number of things on your travels, haven't you? I think you'd better come along to the station with me.
The station?
We'll be before the beak in the morning.
Not in the morning, sir. That's Christmas Day.
Well, the morning after, then.
And that's Boxing Day. No, the court won't sit, not till Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, you needn't expect the magistrate to be lenient with you, neither. It's his house you've been trying to break into.
His house? Of course, Daddy's the local magistrate.
Oh, well, that's easy, then. All we've got to do is ring him. Where did you say he'd gone to, officer?
I didn't. But when he asked me to keep an eye on this place, I think he said something about paying a surprise visit to his married daughter down south.
You! A surprise visit? Oliver, you're down! My ball's going to take the car!